He examined his watch. Oh, then we've missed.
No, we could still see most of it.
She shot him a warm smile as she stopped the car and shut off the engine.
It's all the Planet of the Apes pictures, all 11 of them. They run from 7:30 p.m. all the way through 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'll go to work directly from the drive-in, so I'll have to change now. We'll sit there at the movie loaded and drinking Southern Comfort all night. Wow, can you dig it?
She peered at him hopefully.
All right, he echoed.
Yeah. Donna hopped out and came around to help him open his little door.
When did you last see all the Planet of the Apes pictures? I saw most of them earlier this year, but then I got sick toward the last ones and I had to split. It was this ham sandwich they vended me there at the drive-in. That really made me mad. I missed the last picture, where they reveal that all the famous people in history, like Lincoln and Nero, were secretly apes, and running all human history from the start. That's why I want to go back now so bad.
She lowered her voice as they walked toward her front door.
They burned me by vending that ham sandwich. So what I did, don't rat on me. The next time we went into the drive-in, the one in La Habra, I stuck a bent coin in the slot and a couple more in other vending machines for good measure. Me and Larry Tolling. You remember Larry? I was going with him. We bent a whole bunch of quarters and 50-cent pieces using his vise and a big wrench. I made sure all the vending machines were owned by the same firm, of course, and then we fucked up a bunch of them. Practically all of them, if the truth were known.
She unlocked her front door with her key slowly and gravely in the dim light. It is not good policy to burn you, Donna, he said as they entered her small, neat place.
Don't step on the shag carpet, Donna said.
Well, where'll I step then?
Stand still or on the newspapers.
Donna?
Now don't give me a lot of heavy shit about having to walk on the newspapers. Do you know how much it cost me to get my carpet shampooed?
She stood unbuttoning her jacket.
Thrift, he said, taking off his own coat. French peasant thrift. Do you ever throw anything away? You keep pieces of string too short for any...
Someday, Donna said, shaking her long black hair back as she slid out of her leather jacket.
I'm gonna get married, and I'll need all that, but I've put away.
When you get married, you need everything there is.
Like, we saw this big mirror in the yard next door. It took three of us over an hour to get it over the fence.
Someday, how much of what you've got put away did you buy? He asked.
And how much did you steal?
Buy? She studied his face uncertainly.
What do you mean by buy?
Like when you buy dope, he said.
A dope deal.
Like now, he got out his wallet.
I give you money, right?
Donna nodded, watching him obediently, actually more out of politeness, but with dignity, with a certain reserve.
And then you hand me a bunch of dope for it, he said, holding out the bills.
What I mean by buy is an extension into the greater world of human business transactions of what we have present now, with us, as dope deals.
I think I see, she said. Her large dark eyes placid but alert.
She was willing to learn.
How many, like when you ripped off that Coca-Cola truck you were tailgating that day, how many bottles of Coke did you rip off? How many crates?
A month's worth, Donna said, for me and my friends. He glared at her reprovingly.